We're glad you're listening to Rhema for Today.
The prodigal son, after all, he preaches a type of sinner, but really he's also a type of the backslider because he was already in Father's house. He was a son, wasn't he? I said, wasn't he? And he got up and left. It doesn't even say that he was tempted to leave, just deliberately got up and left, seems to me like. I mean, the way Jesus tells the story, doesn't he? Left. Went out into riotous living. But thank God the Father welcomed him back home, didn't he? Now see, here's a fellow that's been in the ministry. He knows the story of the prodigal sons in there. Why don't he look at that and rejoice? Say, thank God he's welcomed me back home. No, he wants to listen to the devil and think negatively and get a hold of some isolated scripture somewhere. Now God's angry with the sinner every day.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, God's Healing Mercy Series, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
So this minister, back to him, I was talking about several of them, but this one I'm thinking about right now, he didn't like it because Brother Oral Roberts, you know, said God just popularized that statement, God's a good God. He'd just keep talking about God's a good God. Well, now I want to ask you, isn't that what the scripture, the psalmist is saying here in the 145th Psalm, the 8th and 9th verse? When he said here, the Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. The Lord is good to a few, but he hates the rest of them. You got your Bible still open, 145th Psalm, 8th and 9th verses? You wear your shouting clothes today? Man, if you can't shout over these verses, you haven't got any business shouting about anything. If these verses don't build a shout in your spirit, there's something wrong with your spirit. Amen. The Lord is good. Good. Well, when Brother Robert said God's a good God, didn't that say the same thing? The Lord's good? The Lord's good? To how many?
All.
How many?
All.
How many?
All.
All? Oh, you must have meant he's just good to them that's good to him. A fellow called in the other day. I'd known him years gone by. Poor fellow missed God. I knew when he missed God, I tried to help him. He wouldn't listen. But he called now after these many years to apologize to him and asked me to forgive him. I said, well, I never did have anything against you anyway. I sure I'll forgive you. You know, and he just sort of blurted out, you mean you will? I said, certainly, I never have had any ill will towards you at all. You mean you'll forgive me? I said, certainly. Not only will I forgive you, but God will. If I can forgive you, God can, because he's bigger and greater and better than I am. You mean, he said, again, just blurted it out. You mean you will forgive me? I said, not only will I do. I just can't believe that, he said. Well, now, isn't that strange? Well, I finally talked to him till I convinced him that I'd forgiven him. He began to cry and thank me. And I knew without him ever telling me, see, where his problem is. Now the devil's hounding him. He said, now you can't get back to God because, you see, you missed it now. And now he's trying to get back to God, you see. And I said, well, if I can forgive you, isn't God bigger than me? Doesn't he have more love? In fact, that's what love I have. That's where I got it, was from him. And that didn't exhaust his love. He loves you, and he'll forgive you too. And you know, the fellow with tears almost said, you know he will, won't he? I thought he is against me. Now, here's a man that one time was in the ministry. You'd think he'd know enough about the Bible to know that the Lord's full of mercy and compassion will forgive him. And he seemed like it came as a surprise. He said, you know he will, won't he? I said, sure. And I got him all built up, you see, but then the devil got a hold of him again. He called back again. I've got to call him again. I know exactly before I ever talk to him, know exactly where his problem is. Know exactly where it is. Because, see, we are not ignorant, Paul said, concerning his, Satan's, devices. We're not. I know exactly where his problem is. The devil's talked him out of that. Said, yeah, but look what all you've done. And he's done some things wrong, but not all that bad. He didn't rob any banks or kill anybody. But even if you'd done that, God'd forgive him if you'd turned back wholeheartedly to him. Are you listening to me? But you see, people get the wrong picture of God a lot of time because they're not listening to the Bible. But when I read this, the Lord is good to how many?
All.
Praise God, that includes that poor fella. Yeah, but Brother Hagin, he said, you know, I didn't mean to. This fella said, I didn't mean to do it. On the inside of me, I really didn't want to. But I just walked away from God. As I look back now, I know I didn't want to. I just listened to the flesh and the devil. Well, I said, the prodigal son, praise God, what do you think that's in the Bible for? Just to fill up pages or fill up, you know, sort of maybe hold the rest of it together? The prodigal son, after all, he preaches a type of sinner, but really, he's also a type of the backslider because he was already in Father's house. He was a son, wasn't he? I said, wasn't he? And he got up and left. It doesn't even say that he was tempted to leave, just deliberately got up and left, seems to me like. I mean, the way Jesus tells the story, doesn't he? Left. Went out into riotous living. But thank God the Father welcomed him back home, didn't he? Now see, here's a fellow that's been in the ministry. He knows the story of the prodigal sons in there. Why don't he look at that and rejoice? Say, thank God he's welcomed me back home. No, he wants to listen to the devil and think negatively and get a hold of some isolated scripture somewhere. Now God's angry with the sinner every day. Yeah, God's angry. He's mad at me. Well, I read right here where he's slow to anger and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all. He was good to that prodigal son, wasn't he? Isn't the Father there a type of God? And didn't he welcome him back home? Hallelujah. Fell on his neck, blessed him, praised God, said, kill the fatted calf. Let's make a feast. My son that was lost is found. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
The Lord is good. And so let's preach. Not only that one, but several. I know they talked to me. Said, I wished he wouldn't say that. I wish Brother Roberts wouldn't say that. God's a good God. I said, why? I said, it leaves a wrong impression. What do you mean it leaves a wrong impression? I said, is he a bad God? Is he an evil God? Or is he a good? Well, he's good, all right. But now, I'll tell you right now, though, that just makes it too easy for people to get to God. Yeah, I had him to tell me that. Now, see, their idea of God was entirely different than what the Bible talks about him. When you really get acquainted with your Father, you know, a lot of people, they're born again, they know Jesus, but they just never have really gotten acquainted with their Father yet. When they really get acquainted with him, find out who he is and what kind of God he is, you know, they'll just fall in love with him. I remember I was teaching a Bible lesson down in East Texas several years ago along this line about getting acquainted with the Father. And I remember a lady came to me after about 3 sessions of teaching along that line, and she was just weeping, you know. She said, Brother Hagin, oh, said, you don't know what you've done for him. I said, no, I didn't do it. The Word of God did it. Oh, she said, you know, I've been saved. She told me how many years. Baptized in the Holy Ghost, speaking another tongue, member of Full Gospel Church, a number of years. And I loved Jesus. I knew he saved me. But said, you know, I didn't know the Father. I mean, you know, said, I was sort of afraid of him. I was sort of afraid of him. I loved Jesus, but I was sort of afraid of him, afraid of the Father. And I, you know, he's way off out yonder somewhere, untouchable. But said, since you've been talking about getting acquainted with the Father, said, I've gotten so acquainted with him, said, I've just been about to love him to death. You know what she meant by the expression. Oh, he means so much to me, so real to me. God is good. Thank God he is. Say it out loud.
God is good.
The Lord is good.
The Lord is good.
To all.
To all.
Hallelujah. Now, if some of these folks that are struggling about will the Lord forgive me or will the Lord heal me, maybe I'm one of them that is not his will. If they'd forget all that junk they've heard and come to the Bible and say it to themselves, the Lord is good to all. Thank God I'm in the all. Hallelujah. He didn't just say, the Lord is good to them that's good to him. Did you notice that he didn't even say, the Lord is good to them that love him? Did you notice that? He didn't say, the Lord is good only to them that do good. He said, the Lord's good to how many?
All.
Put yourself in that all. Hallelujah. That includes me, doesn't it? I don't care where I am. I don't care who I am. The Lord is good to all. Hallelujah. A fellow wrote me a letter from Death Row, one of our penitentiaries. And he had spent about, he's a man somewhere in his 50s. And he had spent, I don't know, years and years in crime. I don't know how many different people he killed. Finally, on this last one, they got the death sentence hasn't been carried out yet. Be doubtful if they ever will. And actually, he escaped. He wrote me and thanked me for my books that fell into his hands. And they were after him. They considered him very dangerous because he was a very dangerous criminal. And he's away for several days. And then he was somewhere or another. You know, he'd robbed a farmhouse somewhere and got some more clothes out of his prison clothes and stole the car. And he stopped at a little old store out in the country somewhere, you know, sold some gas and stuff to gas up the car. They didn't recognize him, but deputy sheriff came along and did recognize him. Ordinarily, like he said, he would just, rather than go back to prison, he'd just shot it out with the man. He had his gun, all right. But he said, something came over me, and it was because of some books that he'd read. You see, he wasn't a Christian. He said, I just threw my gun down, wrote me a several-page letter. Said, I know people think I'm a terrible criminal. I got an awful record. And I have done just what they said. I've killed people, murdered people. But he said, I just threw my gun down. Something came all over me. I know it's because people were praying. We had prayed for him right here on our prayer list because somebody turned his name in. And he said, something just came over me in that store. And I just threw my gun down and said, I've tried everything. I told the deputy, come on. I've tried everything. I've done everything the devil said to do. I'm gonna try God.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Kenneth Hagin's book, How to Fulfill Your Divine Destiny. Next is Lynette Hagin's book entitled Along the Way, Building a Legacy That Changes Lives. Last but not least is Denise Hagin Burns' CD, Anchor Moments. All these items are for the special price of only $26. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
We are taking applications now for Rhema Bible Training College for the fall semester. Wow, it's hard to believe that this year is going by.
It's going by so fast.
And so if you're interested, you can just go to rbtc.org/apply, and there's an application right there.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, God's Healing Mercy Series. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore and also purchase other faith-building teachings. That's at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.